guys, and welcome back to Steak and Eggs. Happy Friday. This is episode 84. I'm Emmy. I'm joined with Lack and Asmin, and a lot of stuff's been going on this past week. I hosted a Chinese New Year party, and Asmin actually left the house for it. He was like 2 hours late or something, but I mean, it's nice that you came out at all.
Yeah,
and
not only did you leave the house, but you went out with us more afterwards. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, Neither was I.
A big group. Yeah. We went to karaoke and shit, and it was nice. Yeah, I feel like
We had 20 people in that one fucking little tiny ass room. Oh my God. Everything was so loud. And I swear to God.
I thought it was great, bro.
They played this song.
Screaming.
I'm going to say it. They played this song, System of a Down, Chop Suey. Emmy let out the fucking demons. She started singing that song like crazy, like some kind of fucking horror movie. I've never seen anything like
it. Seen you like that, actually.
Yeah. Well, it's like that girl that crawled out the TV.
I like singing System of a Down or
I didn't know that.
I did not know that. That was a side of you I never knew existed.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. And then I liked X-Tremly doing rap songs.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Stories about that. Yeah, really I have stories about that, dude. Yeah. I kept thinking, you know what I'm saying?
Say it.
She wouldn't say it, though. She was just like,
she did not say it.
She did not say it a single time.
No, but I love planning stuff like that because I feel like a lot of people around here don't get out of the house enough. And by people, I don't just mean you.
You trying to talk shit?
No. Like, I think it's like a lot of introverts, you know, they just end up not going out unless people invite them out. Like, I was the same way for a long time.
I mean, I'm kind of that way. Like, surprisingly enough, I get extremely antisocial. Like, I don't like going out that much.
But do you even like really think about it? Like missing out or anything?
I don't think about it. Like, I just enjoy being in my house and like on my PC and stuff. Just
I could say the exact same thing. I mean, honestly, your event kind of pissed me off.
What?
Oh, wow, really?
It did. So
why?
Why do you think?
Because there were so many people? I don't know.
No, it's because that fucking lion thing.
What's wrong with the
I'm
lion?
I'm sitting that lion thing. I'm thinking to myself, that fucking Elden Ring boss. I'm sitting
out thinking. I'm thinking of the same shit.
I'm thinking, because I see him dancing around like, and I'm thinking like, yeah, that's what you would do. That's what you would do, and then you hit me.
It made me think of that ability where the lion goes like, and then it does like this.
Oh, and
you have to
lightning.
Dodge like
the DLC boss. Yeah, the one that turns into like different elements. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't have a hard time with that boss.
I didn't either the first time.
I just fucking hated his ass, bro, because that boss made me spill my Sonic Route 44 drink all over my lap.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that one, too. I played this, I guess you played Wuthering Waves, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know that one, like, 5-star character, that annoying little femboy that's got the lion head on?
Yeah. Oh,
so I was
the one no one wants.
No one wants
There's
him.
Always a gacha
Nobody
character.
Nobody wants him.
It's weird. In every gacha, I swear to God, they add a character that you do not want to pull no matter what.
Right.
In Honkai Star Rail was the other.
It has to be on purpose because then they want you to keep pulling for the other ones. They can't make them all good or you only pull one.
Exactly. And you always end up getting that one goddamn character you do not want
and
every time.
Everybody be spamming, like praying for the one character that sucks to be the one you
they
get.
They just laugh at you.
Yes, exactly. And so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, I'm like, this is the Elden Ring DLC boss and the worst 5-star character in this game that I've spent a bunch of money in. So I'm like sitting here getting double teamed on fucking like a PTSD triggers. Yes, definitely. But other than that, it was fun.
Oh, that's good. Is that like, so I noticed those, now that you mentioned it, I noticed that that character from Wuthering Waves, I forget his name, and that boss, they Ling have Yun. The same type of like style where they're like flying in the air.
It's
like
fucking annoying.
It's just because like that's just how the dance looks when they do it.
Okay, so
yeah, because it's like lion.
Those are both
inspired.
Based on the Chinese dance.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not know that. That's
yeah,
really
no, even
cool.
in Marvel Rivals, Iron Fist has a lion dancing skin now.
Really?
Well, he has like the lion head.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, wow. Okay,
yeah, they
okay.
added it for Lunar New Year.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's
educational. I mean, he doesn't move like that, but he has a lion dancing skin.
I learned something today. That's cool.
Yeah. No, I had fun at the event. I mean, they had that hibachi guy, man. He was like spraying people with alcohol like crazy. Like, I was just like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, no, I did not. Yeah. I did not know he was going to do all that. Well, Jacob, who helped set it up, like I came up with a lot of the ideas and he like brought it to life. Basically, he was like, oh, so these guys, you know, I heard they have like water guns with sake. And I was like, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But like, it was so much more than what I expected. But
dude, I'm going to be honest. Those guys. Fun. They should be streaming.
They were streaming, yeah. Exactly.
They are like, they would be some of the best. They stream their events. They would get like thousands of viewers.
Yeah.
because they just know how to like be entertaining.
Yeah, they were having a good time. Cool.
Yeah.
And like it's a good time in like an organic way. Like they're organically having a good time. It's not forced.
That's the best, is when you can tell someone's having fun doing what they're doing. Because it's hard not to have fun with
them. So it was like really good vibes. I really enjoyed your party. I'm glad you invited me and I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, I just like putting on stuff like that. Because like, I mean, since I decided to stop trying to get sponsors for those kinds of events, at least like directly, it's like, you know, like kind of a money sink, but I do it because I enjoy it. So I don't even really think about it.
It's a good investment for the channel, right? Because like it gets people to watch, and there's, you get the YouTube video, then you get all the streamers in there, you get collaboration. There's a lot of benefits to it, but it's, you're right, it's not a line item value. It's something that's abstract. And so, yeah, no, I had fun with it too. I mean, like, I feel like before that event, I forgot even the last event I was even at. I have no idea.
Was that? The last event you were
mine at? Was Camp Canute.
I don't do a lot of events.
Asmund, you come out, it's like seeing a unicorn. It's like, oh my god, it's Asmund.
Yeah. It probably would have, S-Fans Fireworks, probably.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, I did do that. That's right. That was a good time.
So you have like a 6-month cooldown to go out, basically.
Yeah, that's right. I'm on cooldown now, guys. It's okay. I've had my quota.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right. You can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content. So you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
But let's see, what else happened? Like, I'm trying to think, like, what else has even been going on with
Super Bowl, Kendrick performance.
Honestly, I didn't even watch the Super Bowl. I was playing Monster Hunter Wilds.
Me too.
Did you
not
play
during the Super Bowl?
I haven't gotten a chance. I usually don't like playing demos. I usually just play when the game comes out.
I wish I did that, because I have just been sitting there. I've been thinking about this fucking game, man.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this game, watching like videos of the game, thinking about the
game. It's super, super, super good then.
It's so good. It's actually such a good game.
Dude, like, we should all play. Like, let's all three of us.
I am down to play. Yeah, I will be. And by that time, maybe I'll be good at the game. And
you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying a new weapon now, because I was using greatsword for a while.
Okay, that's the type of weapon.
Yeah, definitely. And then I go with the gun lance, and because I remember that Elden Ring DLC build that I had.
Oh,
you could be fucking.
Is that the one with the shield?
Yeah, I remember you're just blocking everything.
That's what. Exactly
what was it? I think it was Mesmer. I remember watching you fight that, and you're just block. Chat was mad.
They were fucking furious.
They were furious.
Well, the first attempt that I had on the last boss in the DLC, this was pre-nerf. I got him to phase two.
Wow.
And then everybody was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What is this going on? And I'm just laughing. And I remember, like, I hate to break the fourth wall, but I did throw a couple of attempts.
Oh, really?
Just to drag it out a little bit, right? Okay. But, like, yeah, it only took me, like, 6 tries or something like that.
Damn. And all right. So they must have been pissed.
Yeah, I'm looking at making some other kind of bullshit like that in Monster Hunter Wilds, too.
I think
that's
you
my
can
plan.
Do it. Monster Hunter is very, like, you diverse in your builds.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, Capcom, usually they have pretty good dilation for like kind of like really big extremes, but not always. And usually not at the beginning of the game. And so hopefully that's what happens. Because that's kind of what happens with Dragon's Dogma 2. Is that there were some things that were just like totally fucking broken. Same as at the beginning of Monster Hunter World, but I didn't play that at release, so I can just, it's just what I've heard.
I just hope the one thing they keep throughout like Monster Hunter is that katana users are still annoying as fuck. To your teammates, because you know how like when they're attacking, like they stagger you by accident.
They got rid of that.
They got rid of it.
They did.
Why?
My understanding is they got rid of that. So basically, there's a degree. So you don't do friendly fire, but you do friendly interference.
Yeah, like you can stun your teammates if you hit them.
Yeah.
Oh, so like why would they ever add that?
Because it's so
funny. Make it realistic.
Yeah.
Like to make it feel like, because Monster Hunter is like very much a game where.
Oh, they like it to be kind of immersive. Like, yeah, the monsters like stagger.
Yeah, you can like trip your teammates if you attack them. And katana users were notorious for doing no damage and just looking, attacking like 100 times, doing no. Because like chopping off the part of a monster in Monster Hunter is extremely important, right? So you want to chop off the tail and like break the head and stuff like that. Katana's don't have very high blunt force trauma or slashing. So it's like They don't destroy the parts at all. Oh. They just
well, you played that. You damage. Played the it's
long
the
longsword.
Yeah,
oh.
yeah,
longsword, longsword. Sorry.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought. I mean, it's literally like the anime character.
It is the
class.
Anime.
Yeah.
Yes. yes.
So it's not good for team play.
Well, I think that now it will be right.
Yeah.
And
I don't know about the.
I'm not sure yet. I feel like the meta for that hasn't really been defined, and I think also like. I mean, any time that you're doing team play with like Monster Hunter, I feel like you're pretty much always going to kill the monster because you can just like not having the monster not focus you all the time is like an insane fucking buff.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like crazy.
Sure.
So like I've never done a hunt that I failed with a group.
Hmm.
Literally never. Like now, I mean, obviously I haven't done like an Arc Tempered like group hunt before, so like I'm sure it probably can happen, but like
I think you had three feints total.
I think so. Yeah, yeah, but then you also have people like because you have other people that can overlap healing, right? And at least in Monster Hunter World, so you have people that are overlapping you know, like let's say the healing or a mist or something like that, and so there's a lot of different ways you can cheese it. You're having way more traps, you're having way more people distracting the boss, staggers, it's easier to cut the boss because it turns around more, like it's totally easier.
Okay.
So yeah, I usually try to beat them the first time solo, and then I play with a group because I
yeah,
feel like at
I
that point,
too.
Like I earned it. I earned the ability to farm this boss.
Yeah,
you know,
with the group. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's usually when you start team playing when you want to farm
mm-hmm.
bosses.
But no, the game is really good. Like so, because did you play World at all?
I loved World.
Okay.
I was a short Sword and Shield user.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. Because yeah, Emmy never played World. Like this is your first one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What did you
first
think
time.
It was your first time playing Monster
you
Hunter?
Never played
Legend?
World.
She never did.
Okay, first thoughts. I fucking hate the menu system still.
Thank you.
Like, I know I'll get used to it, but holy shit. Like,
it was garbage before. It's still garbage.
Yeah, like, but the thing is, like, I don't exactly know how they would improve it besides, like, if they did something, like, kind of similar to, like, I guess, like, Elden Ring, like, with the, like,
literally any other game. Yeah,
yeah, sure. But, like, because, I mean, there's just so many items you could need to cycle through, but it's so ass, like I just hate it, and like getting used to it, trying to find stuff, like learning the game on stream was horrible. Like most games you learn on stream is like kind of annoying for like 20 minutes, like okay, people are watching me not know what's going on, it's like kind of awkward. But Monster Hunter was so hard to learn on stream, but once I like kind of got the hang of it, it is really fun. I do like it.
See, I had the solution for that is I never learned the game. I just went in there and I'm like, okay, so I have the big sword and I have to hit the guy with the sword. Okay, well, fuck. All right.
Did they make finding the monster
pretty
easier?
Simple. Yeah, they did.
Okay.
They and also, so you have a mount now too.
Oh, okay.
And so
nice.
the two big differences. Did you do Iceborne?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So basically, you still have the Clutch Claw. You can still use that to an extent.
Okay.
It's not as influential. You have so you can change weapons while you're on the mount.
What?
You can change it from one weapon to another weapon.
So wait, you can have sword and shield
and greatsword or and heavy bowgun or and longsword.
Actually, that's kind of.
I don't think that I'm going to really use it a lot, personally. I don't think so.
I like that, but at the same time, I feel like it kind of is broken. I don't know how to explain
it. Well, my chat was saying, like, you could use it instead of, like, sharpening your weapon or whatever.
Maybe.
You like, switch your weapon instead of sharpening
it? That's definitely a min-max thing.
So you could have a sword and shield. Could you have a sword and shield and another sword and shield?
I don't know.
I don't know if you can do that, actually. I'm actually not sure, because in the beta, they don't really give you a lot of options, and you're not able to craft.
They make it kind of seem like it's one or the other, but
I really like the fact that you can have two weapons now, because you know how you always want to like try a different weapon.
Yeah,
now you
yeah.
have like a reason to.
Right,
so
exactly.
Like I like that a lot.
Yeah,
and I felt like that was like a fun part of like
your secondary
the game, because the weapon you use completely changes the way the game is played.
Yeah,
it is like completely different. Like if you play greatsword, your gameplay experience is completely different from Sword and Shield.
So one thing that's really interesting about it is, like, you know how Sword and Shield, you can have, like, parries, perfect parries and blocks and
hell
everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they actually have added in a lot more defensive, reactive gameplay.
I like that.
Right?
That's
and
good.
So now, like, you can do that with a greatsword. You can actually do... So, like, there's this thing where if you do a perfect parry enough times, you initiate this, like, kind of animation between you and the monster where you overpower and push the monster back.
That's cool.
Which can give you basically enough time to do, like, one full greatsword slash.
So it's like
right?
a Dark Souls type thing.
Yeah, kind... I mean, like,
the
if parrying. You think about it abstractly, it is kind of like a stagger bar.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's a stagger bar, I think, only for what they call clashes. and okay. like I think a couple of other things.
That's
too.
Really cool.
Yeah, it's a really.
I see why you like the game a lot now. Yeah, that's so cool.
I've been thinking about it a lot.
Yeah, I see why you're thinking about it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Really so cool. It comes out on the 28th, and I am so fucking ready for that game, man. Like I didn't even expect that I would like it as much, but I went up against like the last boss. And I actually did not beat it. But
really?
No, I didn't. It's
hard.
It's really hard.
Either.
To be fair, I did ego it because every kill video shows people trapping the boss. I'm like, oh, I'm going to kill him. And like, I had him to the point where I could trap him and end the fight. But I'm like, no, I'm going to ego this. And, you know, it didn't work. I'm just a fucking idiot.
Okay.
And so, yeah, but he's hard.
I mean, it would have been cool to kill the boss.
Yeah.
But I'm, yeah, but just
very, very well designed fight. And I think that like there's one or two things that I don't like about the fight in terms of like animation, but it also could be a like I have frame gen on. And so it could be that I'm getting hit by things that I'm not in because of frame generation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a pretty big difference. A lot of people criticized actually. And this is one thing. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. The amount of people that are criticizing now, the amount of DLSS and basically frame generation that's used in order to kind of be a... like, I don't know, like a stopgap for optimization.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
I don't know what it means either. You gotta explain that.
Okay. Okay, so,
I didn't even know those
so basically, one of the really big things that, this is like one of the big things that NVIDIA has done a great job at, is that they've created technology that allows them to predict frames that makes it to where, like, let's say you have 20 FPS, you can turn that into 60 FPS by predicting every two inside of every three frames, right? So
oh, wow.
It's like one normal frame, two fake frames, one normal frame, right?
So but you the different, make up frames?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, but and there are like residual issues from that, right? Because there's ghosting, for example, like you have one frame that's kind of like residual. But in a game, and now we're seeing a degree of optimization and like people's like focus on it be more valid and like more taken seriously. Because I think that what you had for a long time is like frame gen was a good thing. And I think that for normies, it is a good thing. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that when you're dealing with like, you know, a perfect parry type thing, you have to make sure that you hit the right frame, right? And like, so if you have frame gen on, that frame gen creates input lag because the inputs all do not occur inside of the fake frames. They only occur inside of the real frames. That's my understanding of it, at least, right?
Okay.
Hmm. And so like, yeah, well, this is a thing, right? It's a thing.
This is so complicated.
So,
some crazy tech.
It sounds crazy, but it's really not, right? It's actually really not. And so when you think about it, this is like, and also it's like their fucking job to figure this out, so they do it. And so anyway, you had a game like Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
Okay.
Extremely well-optimized game. One of the most well-optimized games. I think we will look back on it like and be like, wow, they really did a good job here. They really cooked with this. Because like another really good example is like Red Dead Redemption 2. Okay. Super, super well-optimized game.
It's rare for releases, new releases usually.
Very rare. And, like, extremely rare.
The ports are just trash. And it's just...
Well, you have two different things that people make it up for, right? Number one is that console FPS targets are now easier to hit because the quality of the hardware is better.
Mm.
And so, and also like console players for some reason are okay with like 40 FPS. Like, I don't know why, but like, you know, fucking cavemen. I don't know what to say about that, but there's that. And then also you can make it up through the fake frame generation, right? And I think frame generation is a good thing overall, but Monster Hunter Wilds, the point that I was making is that comparing it to Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, Monster Hunter Wilds, their optimization sucks dick.
Damn.
It is garbage.
That's unfortunate.
I did notice it was lagging for me a bit sometimes.
That's really
turned on frame gen.
Well, I thought, I just like, oh, it's a beta, so you know, it is what it is.
Hopefully they address it.
They're not going to fix it.
Oh, okay. So?
Well, they didn't fix Dragon's Dogma 2.
Oh my God.
And so like, well, the thing is, it won't matter for us because we have good gaming PCs, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is something that's going to affect an average player. And to be fair, I think Monster Hunter Worlds came out in 2017. Yeah. And back then, it was also like a very, very high level of like quality and like a very high intensity. You had to have a really good PC to run it. But the difference is like, I don't think that Wilds has the same quality jump that like World did in terms of like visuals. Like it looks good, but it doesn't look insanely good. Like, for example, I think Blackmyth Wukong looks better than Monster Hunter World.
I agree.
Yeah, it does. And I'd have to think of a couple of other games. But, like, it doesn't have photorealistic graphics or anything even close to that. So, yeah, that's my TED Talk. Yeah.
Okay. NVIDIA tech.
Yeah, NVIDIA. No, no. Well, that's the thing is, like, I mean, I feel like it's very interesting because at some point it's like there are, I've seen like some comparisons where they can take like a 30 FPS, you know, rendition of Cyberpunk and then dial it all the way up to like 200 and something. It's a crazy level of dilation. And like, I don't really understand the tech entirely, but I do understand that other people too. And that's why NVIDIA is worth a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
NVIDIA is just like, you always get like graphics cards that are NVIDIA. Are the AMD cards good or?
Radeon? The AMD Radeon cards are, I think, good. And I've wanted to try them. I've wanted to use like a number of different PC setups because also, like, obviously with the new, the Intel like 14th and 13th generation chipsets that they had this really, really bad problem that basically, if you let this problem continue, like, do you guys remember seeing like any of the clips of like me trying to run shaders with my games and my computer crashing?
Yeah.
Did you have that happen?
I've had that happen like once.
Okay, but you saw me have it happen 50 times, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this would happen, and this is an Intel problem. And then the Intel problem could not be fixed because it created the issue itself caused, it was a software problem that the software malfunction caused a hardware problem.
Damn.
Okay. And so like, not only did the BIOS have to be updated, but the new processor had to be installed as well. So not only was it a bad BIOS, but it was also, it killed the processor. And so I think that this generation, you're going to see way more AMD cards. Like, I think AMD might, like, because Intel, like, if you look at, like, the 2000s, everybody used Intel, right? Everybody was using Intel.
Only Intel, nothing else.
Of course, right? And I feel like this generation was so bad with Intel, you're probably going to see like a doubling of like the AMD market share with processors. And I think that some of that will carry over to the graphics cards.
Damn.
Yeah.
Burn. Wow. Okay. Yeah, graphics, dude. Like, I think the, you know, like the new 5000 series or whatever.
Yeah.
Those cards are so expensive. They cost as much as a PC.
So
it's insane.
So the problem with it is that the cards are also being marked up massively because you have people that are buying them out. And like, now you have people that, like, how much do you think a 5090 is?
Oh, guess.
A 5090?
Yes.
Yeah.
$4,000?
$6,000.
Insane.
Because they're being resold. And it's,
but
by
how,
like,
how much from the like retail value?
Was it a 2.7 or something like that, I think? Like 2.7K?
Yeah.
Something like that. I think 2.9.
More than a PC. By a lot, actually. It's insane.
Like, you could get an entire gaming PC that is functional for less than just that card.
So help me here, Asmin. I never understood this. What is the point of actually buying a graphics card of that caliber when you can just get like the 4000 series and just run everything just as fine?
Well, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact is that it is for enthusiasts, right? Mm. It's for people that are like, it's the same reason why people buy Ferraris or why they buy Lamborghinis,
nice,
or
car,
why,
yeah,
another one, why do you have a Warhammer army that is like fucking $5,000?
Yeah, true.
Of plastic, right?
Yeah.
Why do you have this? Or Pokemon cards. And so, like, that, it's kind of like an enthusiast activity.
That makes,
like,
sense.
Like, people that have, like, you know, train sets.
Wanting and
shit
the
like
best
that
of the best.
Exactly, right?
Because it's like a, that's your passion. It's like your hobby. So
I think that you can probably run almost any game on a 3080 Ti still. Like, really, like, almost any game will run on that.
I mean, I think one of my friends still has a 1080.
I still use a 1080 Ti.
Really?
Now on my streaming PC.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Okay.
And I used it for my gaming PC for years.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like, I went from 1080 Ti to 4090.
That's insane.
Yeah. I skipped all of those generations. And so it was totally fine. It was,
you
never
could probably get a 1080 for free nowadays, huh?
It's probably, I mean, like, I feel like there's like a floor for them, but you're probably right. I mean, I would say, I have no idea. Maybe like $200-$300 maybe.
Oh, that was, but, more, yeah, than I thought it would be.
Maybe. I don't know. But like, let's say, how much is it? Fuck. I can't quite see here. $180. Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's refurbished. That's a new one, pre-owned. So basically, yeah, about 200, about $200.
Yeah, they might just not really sell new ones anymore.
This actually makes me think, you know, Asmund, you know how you have like your like $1 steak or whatever?
Okay, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah.
I want to call it the Big Black Box. I do. And
That name.
I know.
I like it.
So I want to sell a $1,000 gaming PC. And I think that it can be possible if NVIDIA prioritizes and Intel prioritizes optimization and pricing. And I think two generations from now. But by that time, we could also have massive inflation.
Yeah,
so
true.
It could be at that point. Yeah. Now it's like the $2,000 PC that's the equivalent at that point. But I really want to be able to sell like a PC, because I think the biggest problem for PC gaming is that people don't get into it because it's so fucking expensive. It is. It's so expensive. And so like if you want to do that, I think the best way to get into PC gaming, and this isn't an ad for StarForge, but like the best way to do it is to buy a pre-built PC and then begin upgrading it bit by bit and then learn over time. Like, is that what you did?
Yeah, yeah. I just always replaced the graphics card mostly.
That's the first thing I did.
It's literally like, it seems intimidating at first, but it's super, super easy. All you do is just like you open it up and it's literally plug and play. You pull it out. Put it in.
You put the thing in, and then you put the other take the thing out.
Yeah,
then you
take the thing out, put the thing in. It's literally like you just snap it in.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
It literally snaps
in. It is intimidating, though, especially because like there's so many little pieces that can... I mean, have you seen like those videos of people like fucking up CPUs and...
Oh, I haven't actually.
I have. So, well, that's the thing, right? Is like, so seeding a CPU and is a totally different thing.
Oh yeah, graphics card's way easier.
If you fuck up a graphics card, you are a fucking moron.
What it's like think of it as
you have to like try to force it
you
in.
You really
it's not.
Have to.
You would have to like it's like trying to put like the triangle in the square hole type thing.
Yeah.
You'd have to like turn it around and like just try to like mash it.
Yeah, like you gotta use the hammer to try and get it in there. Like, okay, just settle down.
You have to try really hard. I mean, I used to build my own PCs back in the day when I didn't have like you know, the success I have now. And it was intimidating for the first one, but after that, it's just like it's actually kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and you get to like customize it. It's way cheaper, way cheaper. So yeah, I was just like thinking about it. I'm wondering, like, do you think 1,000 is the lowest cost you could bring it down to for like a functioning like gaming PC?
Realistically, yes. And I think also the problem is that can you build a gaming PC right now for $1,000? The answer is absolutely.
Yeah.
But the problem is that in order to manufacture, ship, and produce this product, you have to actually create it for about $800,
big
right?
Big black box.
A big black box.
I like
box.
That. I
and
like
that's
that
it.
So
like,
much.
No shiny frills, no shiny, oh, wow, it's rainbow colors. Nobody gives a fuck about
Nobody
that. It turns
big
on
black
and
box.
It plays
yeah,
video
that's
games.
That's literally my like first that. PC I built to myself. It was just like the most plain, boring, ugly case. And I think it was like $700 for all the parts.
I have never made a PC that wasn't like that.
Nice.
That's it.
Put Windows XP on that shit.
That's right. Fuck yes. Absolutely. Yeah. And like, so I actually think that there is a, there's like a growing emerging market for people that want retrograde PC content. Like, so, and I don't even know if people really want Windows 2000 professional again, but I think that they want something that has the aesthetic of it, right? In the same way that people like the, you've got something like that, right?
Ooh, and I like that.
Yeah, you see kind of, and like, you know, it has the CD drive in it and everything.
Yeah, I like that a lot of them, like, they still have the, like, modern, like, glass on the side with the RGB, but I like how it still looks retro.
Well, if I made one of these, it wouldn't have that shiny bullshit on the side, I'll tell you
that. I actually really like these.
That kills the immersion.
I kind of want a case like that.
Yeah.
That's cool as fuck.
It is cool, yeah, I like it.
And so, yeah, you have a lot of these, and these are starting to come back, and I think also there's a really great market for that, is because you think about the people that want that. The people that want that are at least 30 years old, and they're nerds.
Yep.
That means that they probably have money, and then you can sell them a PC. And so I think it's a really good idea. And the only thing is that, like, if you wanted to do it, like, my ideal world for doing it would be you would ship it with a bunch of other software installed on it, but that creates other issues, right? Because like I would want to ship a PC like that that would have Command and Conquer, Age of Empires 2, Warcraft 3 installed on it, right?
Starcraft?
Just like, yes, absolutely, Brood War. And so, yeah, yes, obviously. And you would have all these games listed out there, and it's like, you know, you're basically, you're pre-ordering 1999, right? Or like 2003 or
Age of Empires.
Like yes,
sorry, I was
yes,
thinking of all
yes, exactly. And so I would love to do that, but there are complications, unfortunately. So I don't think it'll be possible.
That's a cool idea.
That is yeah. a really cool idea, yeah.
It's a great idea. I think it'll probably stay that way, unfortunately.
Do you have some pretty good ideas, Aspen.
Do you ever have ideas for that lack for like things that you would make or like want to do if you had like all the time and resources to do it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There's a way to make 2D anime girls real.
Okay.
If only, man.
What did you think he was going to say?
That's like my dream.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like for me, I've always wanted to, I really like those short, like, psychological horror games. I'd really like to be involved with making one someday.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were, like,
I would,
those.
Too, actually. I really, well, like, I remember I talked to you about, like,
yeah,
that
like, Mouthwashing, Amori, New yes. Streamer Overload, Doki Doki Literature Club.
Coffin
have
Vandy
you played
a,
yeah, yeah.
Have you played Fear and Hunger?
I played it for, a like, 2 hours.
Did, right? Dude, yeah. that's, like, that's everything you mentioned. The
yeah, that's a game kind of like that, too. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that one's a lot less narrative than, like, the games I'm specifically talking
that
about.
Is true.
But it's, like, a similar kind of style yeah. to that, yeah.
The story and, like, the lore for Fear and Hunger is actually some of the best I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's really good. I don't want to, like, spoil
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, I should go back and try to
It's based on Berserk.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's
exciting.
Surprise me.
That says
all.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah, like it's very Berserk inspired, but
yeah,
I think it was made by some like Finnish dude, and he was like extremely depressed. So the first game is really fucked up. The second game is more of like a, I would say the first game is a better like content streaming game, but the second yeah. game is just a better like RPG
right.
type game.
You've never
like,
played overall. Either, right?
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
oh my god, Asmund.
No. It's like a.
I think your chat would love it.
So, like, for example, if you fight a mob and say, like, you know, it, like, cuts your arm off, you just have to play the rest of the game with no left arm. Like, you can't hold a shield. You lose okay. both your arms. It's like, what the fuck are you going to do? Like,
so you're just walking you around fight. Trying to.
And there's a lot
oh,
of, like,
shit.
There's a lot of actually different endings for
yeah.
all the characters and just different endings in general.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad endings. Bad endings.
You
are,
know what? I have a feeling. After she said that, yeah, I could guess that.
The bad endings are bad. Mm-hmm. And certain characters, you'll see them, you're like, you'll be like, oh, this is Griffith. Oh, this is supposed to be Guts. You'll like,
yeah,
like,
okay. So, like you kind of things are coded in that way.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. It's like actually probably one of my favorite games that's really up there, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
A little RPG Maker game.
I should go. Oh, wow. I bet it's really good on Steam Deck. Maybe that'll be my next Steam Deck game.
Hell yeah.
Once I'm done with Balotro, which might be a while.
Balotro, and also like you're playing Hollow Knight now. That's a commitment. You gotta. Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about Hollow Knight?
I think it's really good. Well, I like literally copied Soda and Lyric's like sub Sunday shit show Saturday thing.
Yeah.
Where like they just let their community pick games and then they play them. And I didn't think it was gonna do like super well for me. I just kind of wanted to do it like for fun and like for something nice mm-hmm. for my chat that like they've been like asking for in a way for a while. But it's been really fun, and yeah, they picked a Hollow Knight, and I think it's really, really good. I think I'm like 9 hours into it now.
Nice.
You played it. Yeah, it's probably my favorite game that my chat's picked for me so far.
Oh, wow. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
You gonna try to finish it?
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely finish it. I regret stopping. I stopped like halfway through, I think. Just because like,
I think I'm probably like a third of the way through from what people were saying.
I have like a serious problem. I have like PvP brain rot. I have to like play a competitive PvP game.
Yeah, I get
like
that.
Every now and then, or I just like,
yeah.
I just gotta like stop and just like start playing like variety because I always end up scamming my chat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just love like my favorite thing about games like Hollow Knight is just seeing like the love and thought that the people that made it put into it. Like all like those small little like lore things that you find that like don't really like add to the game
yeah.
play at all or anything. But you can just like tell how much love they put into it. Like, oh, people are going to find this, you know, like it's kind of hidden.
Yeah. They'll,
like they might skip it, but
true passion for their game.
Yeah. I just think that's really cool to see.
I played Blasphemous 1 and 2. And as somebody who was raised Roman Catholic, mm-hmm. oh my God, it was so good. Holy shit.
That's one amazing. Of my favorite games, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it.
So did you play the second one?
Yes.
Okay, did you play the DLC? The no. DLC just recently came out.
Oh,
I haven't played it yet either.
Really?
And yeah, I'm really excited to see what it's going to be.
Okay.
Like, Blasphemous is another game. If you like Hollow Knight, you should definitely play Blasphemous, but you should play the first one first.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so fucking good. And like, I was really impressed. Like, it's actually one of the only games, in my opinion, that actually is the level of storytelling of From Software mm-hmm. that they try to do that type of storytelling, and it's not cringe. Like, they are probably the only people that
like
told
the like show don't tell and like small like item lore type
yes.
type storytelling.
I think that's the best way to tell a story, because I do like games that I could just like. I don't like games that are like overly convoluted in terms of like story. Like, they have you sit there for like, and you're reading for like 30 minutes an hour. Like, I can play them and some are really good, but sometimes I just want a game where I just like, okay, I get the game, I get in there and I'm already in, I'm already playing, I'm already just trying to figure things out and fight things and like move around in the world. Like, I don't like the whole like.
I don't like it when a story is cannibalistic to gameplay.
Hmm.
I feel like that's because that's the way that I feel about it. It's yeah. like, especially because
that's a good way of putting it, actually.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Like, because you and I, we play a lot of gacha games, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like you're like, you play the game, and it's like, I want to play this fucking game.
Yes.
And I have to sit through a 3-hour exposition about like they're introducing three proper noun events that happen inside of every text bubble, and I'm supposed to keep
nobody
like,
gives a fuck. Give me the wife.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When can I swipe?
They're telling you the history of a fictional country that like you have no investment in or something.
Yeah, that doesn't even exist yeah. anymore, and it explains why this character is there. And it's like, okay, well, are we going to talk to this character? Oh, no, they're dead. Okay, well, great. And then they just start randomly, well, what flavor of ice cream do you want?
Oh,
like,
God.
Bitch, I want to play the game. And it's so annoying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I don't mind it when it's something that, like, kind of comes in with the story at the same time, right? Because, like, there are games that do that really well, where it's, like, you're, like, doing something with an NPC, and the NPC is, like, kind of telling you the story, like, extemporaneously while you're playing the game. I think that's one of the best ways of storytelling. So that way you don't have to choose between listening to the story and playing the game. You can do both at the same time.
Yeah.
Or, like, you have the little lore items, like what you were saying. I think Hollow Knight has a lot of that, too.
Yeah. I think Dark Souls has a lot of that, like, little lore items. And stuff
oh, that,
well.
That I mean, that's the that's like the master class in it, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's
I
all
love
about.
Games. Oh, Fear and Hunger also does the same thing.
Yeah,
it has like little lore items. Mm-hmm. Same. I love games like that. I think they're the best type.
Yeah.
It's like the best type of
yeah, because like it's good even if you choose to, like, never read an item at all. But then
yeah.
if you want to, you're like, holy shit, it's
yeah.
actually like so much
it
depth.
It doesn't.
And, like, this place is like this place they mention, and like this person's corpse was there. And,
exactly.
Like,
it doesn't like
that, yeah.
shove the story in your face. It's there if you want to indulge in
mm-hmm.
it. But if you want to just explore the world and just play the game and like kind of wonder, you can do that as well.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too. Like, I feel like, yeah, when you force a player into a story, it better be a good fucking story. Like, and I even
Persona.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like,
yeah.
Metaphor was the same way, but I would sometimes even be thinking, like, man, I haven't played the game for like an hour. I'm just
True.
Sitting here,
yeah.
like, listening to this shit go on. And it's like, yeah, of course I want to watch it and listen to it, but it's like, damn, man, like, this is. There's a lot, right? Like, god damn,
yeah.
like, we really got to talk this much. And so, yeah, I think some games are a lot. But so, I think some people like that, right? And so it's like a visual novel type thing. But, yeah, I mean, the psychological horror type games, I always wanted to make a game like that too. But, like, I would make one that would just be absolutely fucking deranged. Like,
I feel like you can't make it, like, too deranged, though. Or, like, people are like, I don't want to, you know. Like, it has to be, like, some elements of...
No, I want it to be so disgusting that there's like a fight to even get it put on Steam in the first place.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it has to be
you
so.
Would. But I feel like the reason that people get so attached to these games is because there's an aspect to all of them that is so appealing. Like, you know, like a female character that's like really likable, like the players love her, or like some other
like
reason
Anya,
to be attached. Yeah,
and,
Anya,
yeah,
or like, you know, like in Mii Side, Mita.
Yeah, Cappy.
Like, yeah.
Do you have your favorite, like,
mm-hmm.
I forget what they're called in Mii-Side.
Yeah, or like
yeah,
for
Mitas.
Amori, it's just like a really pretty game. And it like when it starts, it seems kind of like wholesome and like cute and childish,
yeah.
but it's not,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Very dark, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually hate that I like kind of spoiled myself by watching the trailer for the game.
For Amori?
No, for
Mouthwashing?
Mii-Side.
Oh.
Yeah, Mii-Side. I never.
I mean, it doesn't change like how enjoyable the
yeah,
game
no,
is.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's just like, I wish I would have like, went
yeah.
into it. Because it kind of... reminded me of like Doki Doki Literature Club, but they
mm-hmm.
kind of let you in on it.
Yeah, really no, Doki Doki. I played Doki Doki the week it came out, and I remember
Damn.
Like at the time people were already like kind of talking about it, but people weren't like really spoiling it. They're just being like, just play the game and wait
mm-hmm.
and see,
it's so
basically. So I did not know what was going to happen at all. There were like
Some
no
people,
spoilers
like, really
at all back
freaked
then.
Out. I freaked out personally. Like I, This is like the first time I played that, like that.
That's the one I need to play.
That game made me sick to my stomach for like, that's the first game I ever played that made me feel like that.
Same, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's just like really.
Because it's just so unsettling and like unexpected.
It's unsettling and like, it's just like not what you would think the game. Like, I did not expect the game to go down that road. I thought it was a good night.
Yeah, and then I also like how every playthrough of Doki Doki is unique.
Because, yeah, depending on the girl you talk to. Yeah.
Or no, because you know that a lot of the events are RNG.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So everyone's playthrough is different because RNG events could or could not happen.
I didn't know. Wait, is there like an example of that? Like an event that...
Yes, but I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, yeah, true. Asmin, everyone's played Doki Doki. You know that, right? Like,
Train
even played it.
Really?
Trainwreck's played Doki Doki.
What the fuck? Okay, all
right. Unbelievable, right? You have to play
it. Yeah, all right. I'll have to try and do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got like a good like 5 or 6 days now before a couple of new games come out, so I could maybe do that.
You should play it for sure.
Dude, there's so many games. I'm gonna have to do like a... I'm gonna have to do a variety subathon.
Yeah, no, after you play it, you'll have to look up like all like Doki Doki all... You'll
endings
see.
And like all outcomes. Yeah, sure.
I didn't
well
know
there's more than just endings and outcomes.
All right. Crazy. I didn't know that. I must have missed so the game's actually meant to be played more than once then.
I think so. Well, yeah, I think it's because the guy, I think his name's Dan Salvato, I think he wanted it so when people replayed it or watch other people's playthroughs, they would still like be like unsettled and scared.
Okay.
Because like there's so much like, yeah,
I think having random elements like that that are really weird does really kind of add in to a certain degree of like like weirdness and like fear, because it's like people are always afraid of what they don't know is going to happen, right? I think that's the main thing. And so as long as you can do that in a game, you can definitely keep people on their toes.
This is why Welcome to the Game 2 was so like good.
See, I never did that one either. Which really? One was that?
No, that game stressed me the fuck out.
Welcome to the Game 2 is probably like the definition of anxiety, like fear and anxiety.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Wow.
You never played that either?
No.
Damn.
Do you really play horror games?
Never.
Welcome to the Game is perfect for him and his stream.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It's okay. Do you not know the premise of the game?
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so you're playing as a guy who's trying to find something on the deep web, like the dark web. He's using like, you know, like a like Tor browser, all this shit.
Yeah.
You have to like go through all these websites to find these clues. And while you're doing this, you're being stalked. Some of the people, these websites, you can, you know, make them mad, or like, you know, they might like find out about you and come like try to get you. And you're like trying to find these clues while like warding off all these like psychos online.
Yeah, you're trying to save another news reporter.
Oh, that's the second one. But the first one's a lot more like bare bones.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the first one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I could maybe play that. Sounds actually pretty interesting.
The second one is the better game. I don't know.
Yeah.
I never beat I never beat either of them because, bro, it's just, it's really hard and really stressful. It's actually really hard.
Wow.
Were you playing on like the elite difficulty for the second one?
No.
Oh, really?
Well, the reason it's hard is because I feel like you need to play so many times to like know where to look.
That is true.
Yeah, like it's not a one playthrough beat it game.
No, yeah. Like if I went back and played it, I'd probably lose even on the normal difficulty now. So
that's one of the things that like I don't like games that are like super recursive, where like you have to go back and like redo the same thing over and over. That's like one thing that I do find annoying.
Do you not like roguelikes?
I think for this game, it's fine because there is also a lot of like randomness, like I was saying, for the other game. Yeah, every playthrough is different.
I do like roguelikes, but I feel like they're kind of designed that way. But like, it's just when you're playing through it, and I feel like I have to repeat the same process and just like kind of go through like process of elimination, that can be annoying. But like, you're right, there's a middle ground where it's actually kind of good.
Fear and Hunger might be a little rough for you.
Yeah,
it might be a little, yeah.
I think Fear and Hunger is a lot of like insane.
It's a lot of, I don't know how to explain, like trial and error.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that's probably exactly what would happen. And like, I would probably just dedicate 6 hours to it and see how far I can get, you know? And just after that, then decide if I'm going to do it for a second day or not.
And there's always good games to play.
Dude, I know. It's like an endless bucket list. I just, I can't fill it. I need to like, it's because I've been playing, I've been devouring slop for 2-3 years, just playing League and Gacha for 2-3 years of my like career, and I just ruined myself. I feel I need to go back to variety, and I always say it, but then I just always go back to the slop.
I have like, I only played WoW from like 2006 to like 2018.
That's crazy.
So basically any game that came out within that time period, I probably didn't play it. Like, it doesn't matter what it was. If it was not WoW or, like, maybe a Blizzard game like Diablo 3, I just didn't play any games.
Like, we're all coded in, like, a weird way where, like, yeah, we really like something, we just, like, hone in on it and just keep playing it.
I'm definitely that way, yeah.
It's crazy because, like, I look back on it and it's like, I couldn't imagine doing that now, but I don't regret doing it then because it was so fucking fun, right? I used to love doing that. But, like, now it's just, like, a lot of those games are just such a massive fucking waste of time. I think that also, like, playing a lot of gacha games, it kind of, like, kind of conditioned me to realize how much video games like that are designed to waste your time.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're crazy.
Dude, I always, like, you know, I always feel bad for, like I start a gacha, like, a new gacha.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I love it, and I keep playing it. Then I always feel bad when I stop.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because, like, I still talk to people who still play it. And I'm like, man, you're still playing that game? And I'm just like, is there something wrong with me? Like, because I always, like, end up, like, dropping the gachas that I start.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just feels bad.
Well, I feel like that's, like, the person who gets out of a drug addiction and he's still talking to his friends that are in it. So I feel like it's the opposite.
Yeah. Maybe it's the thing. Maybe I'm the winner.
Yeah.
I think you are. Yeah.
I mean, like, I will go through and, like, I'll play, like, for example, like, I've been playing Wuthering Waves on and off. And then I haven't played Honkai Star Rail, though, for probably almost, like, 6 months or a year.
A lot of people stopped playing Honkai.
Yeah.
I stopped playing it, too. Yeah. It was that part of the story where, what's her name?
Ting Yun.
Where she has that creepy scene with, like, her face. I stopped playing after that. I just, like, wasn't interested in the rest. I don't know.
I'm going to be honest. I thought that part was awesome.
No, I thought it was awesome, too. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. But, like, that was the only part that I really cared about. And then I just, like, never came for the next patch. I don't know.
I think that's what happens is, like, you have a patch of a game like that that comes out, especially in narrative games, and it's, like, kind of boring. And then people are like, ah, yeah, we're just going to skip the next one. And then that's pretty much about it. Because I think that's
never come back then.
Yeah, that's what happened with Wuthering Waves. Like, the 2.0 stuff and, like, the Pinnacone for Star Rail was actually really good. It was surprisingly good.
It was really good, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, a lot of other stuff for these gacha games, like, the stories are made for mentally ill, very low IQ middle school girls, okay? Like, very, very stupid. And so, like, that's the people that are playing these games, right? Let's be honest. And also adult men, like balding adult men or basically mentally ill girls.
I mean, to be fair, I hate the story of every gacha I think I've ever played.
But really?
Apparently, Limbus Company has a really good story.
I've heard about Limbus Company,
yeah,
and I've been told I should play it. I don't know if I will. Like, it's just another fucking game, man. Like, I don't know if I'm going to have time for it.
I have to start just deep diving into my list of games that I want to play and just beating them all.
Yeah, I just only want to play new games that are really good and, like, have a community aspect, or old games that are, like, considered, like, masterpieces that people really remember.
Monster has a very community, so I love those guys.
I am so, so excited. Apparently, a guy that was, like, a big guy in Monster Hunter posted a video, like, critiquing and, like, fucking play-by-playing me playing Monster Hunter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is, like, I haven't watched it yet. He DM'd me. I like the guy. And so I'm probably going to watch it tonight because, like, I watch Speed Kills and then I watch my VOD and I'm like, man, there's a big difference here.
I mean, obviously, this guy's been playing Monster Hunter is, like, I'm trying to think of, like, an example. Monster Hunter is kind of, like,
it's kind of like Path of Exile.
It's
one of those, it's probably one of the biggest niche games.
Yes.
And I think Wilds has the opportunity. Like, I think PoE2 really kind of did go mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that whenever the launch comes out, I think it could maybe even hit close to a million people, right? Because it'll be a free game at that point.
Yeah.
But, like, Monster Hunter, like, the demo for the game had double the player base that Worlds ever had.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think that this will be, like, an Elden Ring moment for Monster Hunter, where, like, it takes, like, because Dark Souls 3 was huge, right?
Yeah.
Dark Souls was really big. But, like, Elden Ring was, like, big in terms of all gamers and, like, gaming in general, right? Yeah. I think that Monster Hunter Wilds can do that.
I agree.
I don't know if it will, but it seems like the demo is really fucking good.
I think everyone's going to be playing it. Like, it's just, like, the entire website's going to be playing Monster Hunter Wilds.
My only concern is that, you know, past performance is an indicator of future performance. Neither of y'all played Dragon's Dogma 2, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, good. And so basically, it was just really bare bones. And it's like, this is a game that should have been the intermediary between like Dragon Age and Elden Ring. It should have had the narrative of Dragon Age and the gameplay of Elden Ring.
Yeah.
And a little bit with like the idea of like a, you know, Fellowship of the Ring, group combat aesthetic too, right? Like Arknights Enfield, kind of like that, right? Because you have pawns, etc. And it just missed every fucking mark. I was so mad. Jesus. I put 100 hours into it.
That's crazy. So you should just play Dragon's Dogma 1 and forget 2 ever.
Dragon's Dogma 1 is, I think, in my opinion, an objectively better game.
Okay.
It is, especially with the DLC. And I think if they ever make DLC for Dragon's Dogma 2, they can redeem the game. But like, it does make me concerned for Monster Hunter, because like that was their recent game and it was a letdown in terms of like content. There just wasn't a lot of content in the game. But I think also like another big difference is that, did you play Monster Hunter Worlds on release or did you play it like later on?
I played it on release.
Yeah, yeah. So like, how was it on release in terms of the amount of things that you could do? Because I played it in, with Iceborne already out. Oh, so like everything, like the game was like massive at that point.
It had a decent amount of content. I mean, it had like the base game and you played through the base game and I think it, you like fought like a boss and then it unlocked like a, I don't know what you'd call it. Like it's like new game plus, like everything is like amplified and like some weird stuff's going on. And you go through that. And then it was really good. I loved that game. And I remember when I first played it, I was great sword and I stopped. And when I came back, I was sword and shield. And once you go sword and shield, you never go back.
It's crazy because don't you do the exact same thing in Marvel Rivals?
What do you mean?
Captain shield? America?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I do. I guess I have a thing for shields.
Yeah.
Just like beating people with shields, beating their ass with like shields and stuff.
I do too, but I never think of it as offensive. I just want the biggest shield possible so I can just sit there and just do nothing. That's it. But I feel like Marvel Rivals doesn't have a character. Like, they haven't added a character into that game yet that I feel like really encapsulates my playstyle.
True. You need something that really fits you. I mean, I would say, like, you like greatswords and stuff, right? Like, maybe magic or something.
Yeah. I played her.
Oh, I think magic would work for him, yeah.
Yeah, I did play her, but I don't like how weak she is. Like, I want her, but I want Reinhardt. You know, basically, yeah.
Like her HP.
Yeah, yeah. She's got like 200.
Play Doctor Strange.
So the way, you know, the way magic works, right? Where like if you're like doing damage, you gain like the blue health.
The blue shield, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's a lot about like, you kind of like got to like use her left shift to kind of get in like a group and like put the demon on tank. So when the demon's like attacking the tank, it's generating like blue shield for you.
Yeah.
It's a weird play style, but the problem with magic is a lot of, the thing with Marvel Rivals is it's very counterpicky. And there's like, characters like Namor or Winter Soldier will like just destroy you because like there's characters that are really strong against like flankers and like again Magneto is
like Namor is going to be good against any sort of like insta kill assassin character because he can immunity
because of the squids and just like he's just really good against them.
Well, he can immunity in my opinion. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yes,
like he can even protect the healers with his squids. So
can he do that? I didn't even know that. Yeah,
that's why if like a lot of people in Diamond, when you start getting banned, ban, like if they want to play like a dive comp, it's called, like with Venom and all these characters,
right?
They will ban Namor because he's just so oppressive to like any type of like diver.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I didn't even know that. Yeah, holy shit.
Really strong, yes.
Damn, what the fuck? Yeah, I haven't really played it. Like after season one, I played like one day and then I just totally quit the game. Aww. Like I haven't come back. Oh, I've just been busy playing other games, right? Like, and I feel like I do want to go back and play the game, but I just wish I had. I wish I had like the fucking Dragon Ball Z hyperbolic time chamber where I could just go in there
and
play.
Train.
Just train. Yes, and play 20 hours of video games and I come out and it's been 15 minutes.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to be able to do because I feel like I don't have enough time to do everything in my day that I want to do.
It's hard, man. Dude, like I have just countless games I wish I could go back and play like Dota, Tekken.
Yeah.
It's just like the whole nine yards. Like, I mean, I've been playing like League and Marvel right now, but it's just like endless. Like Street Fighter released Mai. I wanted to go back and play Street Fighter. And my chat.
Yeah, she was very popular.
Yeah. My chat just keeps saying, are you going to go back and do this? You're going to go back and do that? I'm just like, oh, there's too much to play right now. I'm like overwhelmed.
It's a blessing, though.
It's a blessing.
At least there's not no games.
Yeah, like the WoW hardcore.
So are you still doing OnlyFangs?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be a raid leader.
So. Oh, no. Why? Because all the other ones died?
I guess so. Next is me versus Grubby, and all the WoW players think I'm going to wipe the entire thing, and they're like, oh, Grubby will do it, but Lucari, no way, this guy's stupid.
I thought you were good in WoW.
Huh?
I thought you were good in WoW.
Apparently to WoW players, I'm still a scrub, so I don't know.
Hmm.
I think that it's because Grubby is a Warcraft 3 player. Hmm. So like he has, seniority. And yeah, so probably. They're like, oh, this guy's the OG. He understands this.
He's in the scene.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just a gacha league.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, this is some like guy. He's like in love with anime girls. Like, no, he doesn't know anything. This is a game for real men.
Yeah, his brain is cooked. There's no way he can rate lead MC.
Yeah.
But I want to do like, dot God, like, I feel like the problem is like the whole meta for like raiding is so figured out. Like everyone knows warriors are the gods of everything. I want to make like a 40 man raid composition that's all ranged.
Sounds like a way to make sure you only do one raid. You know, like I feel like classic WoW, it is really easy, but people are so stupid. Like I'll watch like all of the mistakes that I've watched the death clips and everything in OnlyFangs. Mm-hmm. People are dumb as hell.
Yeah.
Like, you have some people that it's like, you just got picked by the hand of God to die. Like, Fandy. Like, you've been chosen to die.
Yeah.
But other than that, most people that die, fucking deserved.
Yep.
Absolutely fucking deserved.
Well, what about Quinn, though? Did you see his death?
I did not see his death. I heard he died on the first boss. So,
yeah,
if he died on the first boss, that means that first boss is Luciferon. And he either died probably from pulling aggro or from maybe the dot going off or from AoE damage cleave from people friendly firing.
Yes.
Which one was it?
Third one. You got the third one. Huh. He got mind controlled and Summit 1G murdered him. But it's karma because he actually had the next highest friendly fire damage.
Let me guess. They're both warriors just spamming cleave?
They're rogues, actually.
Blade Fury.
Oh. Yeah.
Right, of course.
Wait, so is it because they're trying to parse?
Basically? Yeah, they were trying to parse.
That's absolutely
what it is. Miz forgot to tell people not to AoE, so they would.
I mean, look, here's the thing. There's a boss. It does one thing. If you can't figure that one thing out, and like you need to be told by the raid leader, don't do the one thing, and you die... That's not the raid leader's fault.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel bad about that. Like, Tyler, like, him, like, whenever they had the Baron Geddon death, that one was kind of his fault because he should have called it out earlier.
Yeah.
But you had people roaching out, like, running away way early on. They did not need to be doing that.
Yeah.
And it's like, they were just running away. I saw him at full health. It's like
so sad because he was so low, too, the boss.
Do you know what dropped, apparently? Thunder Fury.
That's
half
crazy.
Of Thunder Fury dropped. So, oh, you don't know. So basically you get
the blade of the wind.
Bindings of the Wind Seeker. Yeah. Yes.
Do you think they inserted it for a T1?
I hope so.
Yeah. That would
yeah. They're like a seeded run.
Yeah.
It would have been so crazy if he ended up getting that. That would have been like the best narrative story ever.
Yeah.
It would have been the best narrative story that he gets Thunder Fury and then he dies or he's like doing something and he just disconnects and dies.
I was
watching some of like his commentary after it and he was basically being like, yeah, fuck all these people, I was with them for like, you know, hundreds of hours and they betrayed me. Do you think he's like right on that, or is being salty?
Dude,
do you want my one, go ahead, you first.
No, I mean it's totally fucked up. It's actually insane to me, like, because like T1, he has this persona of like being kind of like an asshole, like,
he does
like very angry, very ragey, and like he gives that vibe off initially, but I've talked to T1. T1 is probably one of the nicest, most down-to-earth, wholesome streamers I've like personally talked to, in my opinion.
I agree. I feel like you can tell that he's a good person.
He's a really good guy. He's a really good guy, and he's almost too nice to a sense. He handpicked people that would not have gotten into the raid originally. Like,
yeah, because they helped him, right?
Yeah, well, he kind of helped them because he had all his gear already. So he like did dungeons with these guys, ran with them countless dungeons, right? So he handpicked them. No one even knew these guys were in the guild. They would have never been picked. Handpicked all of these people, goes into the raid. The moment he needs them the most to listen to his call, to trust him, they run.
They roach.
They run. And sure, you could say it was a bad call. You can say it was like sus. It was a shit call. Sure, you could say that. But at the same time, if you guys follow that call, it's not so bad to the point where like he's acting, you just like run into a bunch of mobs and die, right? If everyone followed his call and trusted him like he thought they would have, that boss dies, no one dies. Like, everyone lives. 100% everyone lives and no problems. Everyone gets out and lives. So I think it's just, he's 100% justified in how angry he is about it. And I would feel the same as a guild leader.
Lucari is completely right. They roached out on Tyler.
Yeah, because I looked at it, and it looked to me like if they all stayed, no one would have died, but it's like, I don't know enough to make the call. I don't know.
I do. He's right. So basically, Baron Geddon does like an AoE around him, right?
Yeah, but he was saying like, finish it before like it goes off.
So the way the AoE works is that every tick of the AoE does more damage.
Yeah.
So if you kill him, basically almost no player except for a tank with cooldowns up can survive the entire duration of that AoE.
Yeah, I'll kill you.
And so Tyler also couldn't survive. And so that's because he had Death Wish up, which made him take more damage. Now, you could say that was his fault, but the fact is that that last tick should have never gone out.
Yeah.
Because it should have, the boss should have been dead by then.
Wow.
So you have people that are running out because they're worried about the AoE killing them. But by them running out from the AoE because they're worried about the AoE killing them, what they do is they end up not doing damage to the boss, which makes the AoE stronger for the people that were remaining. And then all the people that remained got killed.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's what I said. I even said this with the pirate thing, is that you always need to execute the command of the person who is in charge.
Yeah.
Even if you think it's the wrong decision,
exactly,
executing the wrong decision decisively is almost always than everybody trying to make their own right decision independently.
God damn it, Asmund, I love you for that.
Well, you've done raid leading too, right?
That's
so
the
you
personification
know it. Yeah.
Of like any type of group leadership situation.
Because you remember in like BDO sieges,
yes.
Right? You would need to have everybody move in.
Exactly.
And it didn't matter, oh, but I think I could stay out here and it's better.
Yes.
No, you move in.
We call
everybody
that shit
moves
mode.
In. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You do it. It doesn't matter what your idea
big
is.
Big damage on my ping, yep.
Yes, and the problem is that you have streamers, and every streamer thinks you're the main fucking character.
Yep.
It's like, oh, I can't die. This is my account. I don't want to let my viewers down. It's like you're letting
every... This is my story.
Yeah, exactly. It's your story. Yeah, and your story ends with you being a fucking bitch. Yeah, that's what it is. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the end chapter, and he roached out the end.
The end. Now no one cares about you. Congratulations.
Exactly. And I saw these people and they were even getting mad at me because I'm calling them out for roaching. It's like, why are you getting mad at me? You're the one doing it.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? And so, yes, I've seen so many people talking about this. But yes, I think Tyler 1 totally got roached out on. Absolutely, they did.
It's like you know, when they say top 10 anime betrayals?
Yeah.
Top three, bro.
Well, here's the worst part about it is it's not top three. It's top 10 because there were 10 people that roached out in the raid. That's the thing. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
And all they needed to do is commit, lock in, pop cooldowns, finish the boss. And anybody who understood the way the boss worked would know that.
Yep.
Now, did Tyler 1 have bad positioning on the boss?
Yes,
he did.
He did.
Should he have called that before the explosion happened so people didn't preemptively move? Yes, he should have.
But I mean, also just have like a reaction time under 500 ms and you're good. Like
under 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And the thing is that they didn't do that because they're roaches. It's not that they were, oh, well, like, oh, I didn't know. No, you knew you were roaching. That's what you were doing. You're running away because you're a bitch.
Yeah.
And so, no, I feel very bad for him. I think he totally got cheated.
I feel horrible. I feel like that, like, I mean, again, you couldn't have a more man death.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's just like the fact that, like, the people you put your trust in this one time. Because
it's like imagine, like, so you have, remember the movie 300?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if in, like, the first 30 minutes, all the other guys just kind of like, yeah, I gotta go. And then Leonidas is like, wait, guys, movie be over in a half hour.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd suck.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Damn.
Yeah. I forgot what I was gonna say.
What a sad ending.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's a really sad ending. Yeah, that's right. That's what I was gonna say, yeah. It's like, what makes it even worse is that, like, you have a streamer like T1, right? The streamer that, like, has been, like, he only interacts with like a select few people because he's stuck in his like category. Like,
yeah, he does his own thing.
So for the first time, you actually have him out meeting all these other streamers like Moon Moon, Quinn,
yeah,
like Soda. Like his interactions with, like, for example, with like Soda.
Oh my God, them singing Let It Go
was so like. It reminded me of like back in the day when him and Greek were doing things. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It was like such a golden era. And I think people don't understand how great of a moment that was. And they're not going to figure it out until like we're years later and we're thinking about like, oh man, that was like really fun.
The Office clip. I wish there was a way to know that you were in the good times.
Yeah, like before that was they're like over.
Yeah.
Living the good times.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was fucking ended by a bunch of goddamn roaches in my guild.
Yep, that's right.
In my guild.
So what are you going to do with them? Like, I mean, what's going to happen with these people?
I can't do anything.
These animals.
I mean, hey, the Pussy Poppins is the little leader of OnlyFans.
He is? So he doesn't know what to do?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's not going to do anything. I think his little furry ass is just going to keep doing what he does.
Just let him do what they're going to do. You know what? I think that his punishment for that, it should be he should have to raid with them. He should have to raid with them in his group.
Well, I think they're under the impression that it was like, T1's fault for the call.
It's T1's responsibility because he's the leader.
Yeah.
But at the same time, other people, like, it's a thing where it's his responsibility, but other people also acted like pussy ass bitches at the same time. And it's like both things can be true. And like, as a leader, you have to accept accountability and responsibility, and there's always more that you could have done. But damn, you should not have run away.
Yeah.
You know, both things are very true. But
I have an idea for how I'm going to do Baron now.
What?
I have an idea now.
Yeah?
I'm thinking about it. Like in memory of T1, you know, I'm a mage, right?
Yeah.
But in memory of T1, I'm going to play melee range as a mage.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going
to frostbolt. Just to show people how it's done?
Yep. I'm going to frostbolt for melee range. And if the boss is low, I'm going to stay in.
Yeah?
Yep. I think that's what I'm going to do.
That would be really fucking funny.
That would
like, see, guys? See, this is what you couldn't do. You couldn't do this.
Yeah.
No, that would be so funny to do.
I'm going
to
do it.
You'd be totally fine doing it, too, because you also have, like, I think you have fire shield. Yeah, fire ward, exactly. So. And you, like, it doesn't even do that much damage. Like, anybody, if you're getting killed in Molten Core, like, there's, like, weird accidents that can happen. But, like, overall, if you're getting killed, you're fucking retarded.
Yeah.
You're so stupid. Yeah. Like, I don't even know how it could happen. But yeah, I mean, I kind of want to watch some of the raids and watch some of the deaths just so I can start drama. Because I know that my video that I did about, I think it was like the OnlyFans, like the meltdown, the recent one with Tyler One. I'm trying to look and see. I think it has like a million fucking views or something. And so I really need to start farming this more.
Damn, especially. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Well, people want to know. It's because it's WoW drama, right?
Yeah.
And like that's like my job is covering WoW drama. Hardcore WoW OnlyFans meltdown was wild. 2 days ago, 980,000 views.
Did you see the? I guess you saw if you were covering the drama. You saw that Lettuce guy, right? Like his reaction, like T1's call.
Lettuce.
I forget his name. The streamer who was just like. He was like walking away, like he heard T1 say, stay in. He was like, I'm not fucking staying in. That call's dog shit. I'm getting the fuck out. Did you see that clip of that guy? That
no.
guy is the main reason why T1 didn't go again.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I fucking hate that guy.
Is he in the guild?
I think so, yeah.
I think that he needs to die.
I think he needs to die too. Little
I think he
bitch.
Does. Like, we need to figure out, all right, so if you're in a raid with him, there's like a lot of ways that you can get people killed. Mm-hmm. And I think that he deserves to be killed. And so what you do is like on Lucifron, that's the highest probability. There's a chance he can get mind controlled. What you could do you could have only a hand because he'll only mind control people. I think that he's in line of sight with.
Really?
So if what class was this person?
Rogue.
So he's going to go into melee.
Yeah.
So there's a high probability that he could get mind controlled.
Mm.
Tell everybody else to, if this guy gets mind controlled, everybody kill him.
You should draft him for raid and be like, what happens, you know?
Whatever happens. No, tell everybody, like, listen, this is revenge. And then after he dies, everybody spam justice for T1. Absolutely. Yes, and then, like, you know, play the clip and, like, do the entire thing.
That would be funny.
That's what I would do.
Oh, I feel like the stars literally have to align. Like, he'd have to be selected.
But that's the thing. It's, like, you don't need that many stars. Like, because he will do, like, multiple MCs, And then all you have to do is wait for one, have other people LOS. I don't think he can MC targets that are out of LOS. I'm not sure about that, though. And then you could have all melee go in, and he's melee, lowers the probability, or like lowers the target pool, and then you fucking
get it.
How
do we set this up without being painfully obvious that we're trying to...
I would just like make it obvious.
You have all the melee go in there and do it, and then you say you have range do it because you don't want them to get the debuff from the curse for making your abilities cost double, because that's the curse that he does. Mm-hmm. And so that way you can save healer mana, okay, and that way you can justify it.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I
delete the evidence.
Getting people killed in raids, like, there's a very good reason, like, it's better for everybody.
You'd be dangerous in hardcore, Asmin.
Oh, I would get people killed all the time.
You'd get people killed all the time,
dude. Do it for fun, man.
You'd be like peekaboo. When they die, you'd be like, that way you look right now.
Ooh, wow, damn. Looks like you guys spent 200 more hours playing the game, man. That's bad.
Too bad. Back to Brill.
Yeah. Well, now they do. They're allowing mob tagging. I feel like, they are. I think that it's kind of circling the drain, to be honest. I do. I feel like it's kind of played out at this point. Yeah. But
I already got, like, dude, to me, like, when we hit 60, we should have stopped doing the whole, like, self-found thing. Or, sorry, not hit 60, but cleared MC. Because we kind of completed the whole challenge of, like, okay, Guild Soul self-found, we did the raid.
Well, there's multiple raids, right? I think the real target is BWL.
Oh, true. Yeah. So maybe after BWL, then we can...
Well, then you have AQ, right? And like, then you have Naxx. Like, I don't think that...
We're not gonna make it that far.
I don't think so either. I don't think that it's gonna happen, but it is still really funny to watch it. Like, because I know there will be... I think that there will be another meltdown that will be worse than the T1 one.
Oh, wow, okay.
And I'm so ready to react to it.
I mean, hey, maybe it'll be on my raid.
Yeah, maybe it will be.
It's on Wednesday, so yeah. If you guys want to check it out.
The stars align.
You see the old guild leader in me come out. But I mean, honestly, PvE guild leading and PvP guild leading are very different. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, the only thing is that, like, in a way, it's kind of the same in this circumstance, because you know this, PvPers... Every PvPer is the main character in the raid.
True.
Like, they're so fucking annoying. Like, they're like, oh, well, I did it right. I don't have to listen to the rules. Like, I'm special. Like, I'm good at the game. Everybody else is bad. Yeah. Like, I'm the one that did, like, I'm like the special agent secret, you know, fucking service, you know, like, absolutely huge ego. And so, like, streamers, it's kind of the same thing, right? It is. It's closer to dealing with PvPers, I would assume. Because they're just so...
Streamers are, well... I'm going to be honest, I had a lot of, like, really good PvPers back in my guild, because, like I was saying, I led the top guild back then in BDO and Terra, right?
Yeah.
And they were way better than streamers, man. I'd say, like, 20 times more wholesome and empathetic. Like,
maybe I guess it's different for WoW, because, like, in WoW, like, PvPers are known to be, like, more annoying, whereas, like, in BDO, I bet, there's less of a distinction, because like the game, it was like everything was intermingled, right?
No, they're super chill.
Yeah,
for the most of them, some of them, like, at least the ones in my guild would, like, it's just such a weird contrast, because like I feel like in OnlyFangs I'm so disrespected, but back then I was so respected. So it's like,
oh yeah,
I think back and I'm like, wow, if my like old guild could see me now, they'd probably be rolling in their
laughing at you.
Graves.
Yeah
I mean, it's just an embarrassment.
Like, you're gonna let this happen? Yeah
they're like, wow, like they talk to you that way? That's insane. You're the leader of Man Up, like what's wrong with you?
I would always let people yell at me and talk shit to me all the time. I literally never cared.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, yeah. All right. Well, I'm still going to get the item first. So, you know, that's what I'm really here for. So.
Well, I mean, I never, my personality never changed. Like, people would always give me shit and, like, laugh and stuff. We'd, like, shoot the shit.
Yeah.
But, like, at the end of the day, when push come to shove, and if I had, like, opinion or I made a call, I'm just going to let you know, if I was doing Baron with my guild back then.
Yeah.
And I made that call, even if I made it late,
everybody would have stayed in.
Everyone would have done what Ompi did. They would have charged in immediately.
Yeah.
Because I would have been like, we're finishing this boss now. Let's go.
Yeah.
Everyone would have charged in and that boss would have executed in a second.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have been a problem. Nobody would have died.
So it's just crazy to me to see it happen at T1. It's like, wow, that is insane.
It's just roaches, man.
Fucking suck, yeah.
Absolute roaches. Emmy, you thinking about playing OnlyFangs again?
I mean, maybe next year, but this year, no way.
It's just going to be a next year after all this.
Well, they were talking about it, but yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there's not either.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a very, very interesting time to watch it all evolve and all the drama and everything about it.
It's crazy.
I hope that they have a little bit less rules next year, because I think that then that'll create more drama.
Well, they were talking about next year doing it as like a competitive thing, like an alliance faction
groups,
and a horde faction. Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
I feel like I don't like that because it separates.
Yeah, because then a lot of people will never really get to like interact.
I feel like if we did that in two different guilds on the same faction, it'd be fine. But having one be horde and one be alliance is kind of like, well.
Well, I think it would be like maybe Soda has one, then like one of the other big WoW people has one. I don't know.
But I'm just thinking, like, if you had it on the same faction, then you could have people, like, defect to, like, another, like, okay, I don't like Soda's guild, let me go to T1's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which could
be I think cool. Having everybody together is, like, the forced interactions of people that are weird is the most important thing. Mm. Like, that's one thing that, like, I remember the original, like, offline TV Rust server was really good with, because, like, you had, I remember there was this one clip where, like, Pokimane was talking to, like, I don't know, Ludwig or Valkyrie or something. And then XQC just rides up on a horse, gets off the horse, and this is in the safe zone. Nobody's supposed to shoot anything. Pulls up a shotgun, fucking shoots her in the back of the head, loots all of her stuff, gets back on the horse, and rides away.
Wait, are you serious?
It's the funniest fucking thing. And it's like, that's the kind of stuff that makes it interesting. And so you have to have stuff like that. And if you don't, it's like, it's at that point, it's like, it's just for sweats.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it's like the hardcore content, basically. Yeah. Let's see. Is there anything else you guys, you know, anything else that happened this weekend or week that is worth discussing? Anything else crazy?
We covered all the big things.
Anything big? Yeah, I'm trying to think. Is there anything else?
I mean, hey, you know, usually we just talk about whatever.
Basically
that's
any.
That's why I fuck with it.
Any topic I can just kind of fucking start monologuing.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that happened this week that was weird or crazy or different. Not really. Yeah, that's been basically about fucking it. WoW drama, fucking Super Bowl, and man, Monster Hunter. I just am so excited for that game to come out. I want it to come out.
Making me excited now.
Yeah,
I'll be playing it on release for sure too.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna play the fuck out of it. It's gonna be, I think that hopefully it will be my next like you know, like regular game to play, because I've been in kind of like a weird position. Like I haven't really been playing anything seriously for a while.
Damn, okay.
And like, yeah, I thought like Kingdom Come was gonna be like that. I didn't really get into it that much, so like hopefully it'll be Monster Hunter and I'll be like really addicted and like play it a lot.
I mean, I have like, I want to say I have like 200 hours in world, so
yeah, I'm at 150. Yeah, so I played it a lot.
Yeah.
But anyway, gentlemen, well, in that case, thank you all very much for watching. I appreciate it. And do we have comments? Do we still doing comments? I don't know if we do or not. And if not, we can probably just wrap it up, because I know that sometimes there are a bunch of like dumbass fucking comments and sometimes we read them. But that might just be like my Twitch brain. Usually right before this, I stream.
I like the comments. I think they're funny.
Yeah.
I've been loving it, man. Yeah. I love the comments. They're hilarious.
But well, either way, guys, thank you all very much for watching. Make sure to leave comments and maybe we'll do it next week. And we'll see you in the next one. So
peace. Yep. Then you turn